Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. February the 26th, glorifying God in my body.
This week's messages are based on the teaching from 1 Corinthians that our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Today Derek asks how we can glorify God with the food we eat.
First Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 to 20. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
There are many ways in which we use our bodies. One primary activity consists of nourishing ourselves, eating and drinking. Paul said that we need to do those activities in a way that glorifies God.
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. Therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
What does it mean to eat to the glory of God? I leave it to you to answer this question. Some people can't even imagine they can give God glory by the way they eat. But God has said he's a jealous God, and he wants to be glorified in every aspect of life, especially the simple, daily, down-to-earth activities. But let me ask you one more question. Is it possible to overeat to the glory of God? I can't see that it is possible, since overeating is a form of self-indulgence. Proverbs 13 verse 25 says, "The righteous eats to the satisfying of his soul." We are entitled to satisfaction, but if we go beyond that, beyond meeting our legitimate needs, then we're being self-indulgent. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus and the work of your Holy Spirit. I proclaim that my body is a temple for the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed and sanctified by the blood of Jesus. My body belongs to God, and I intend to use it in a way that glorifies him, including what I eat and drink. Amen.